Welcome, everybody. You just tuned into the Mega 64 podcast, the most illustrious, industrious, illuminated group of buffoons on the internet. We haven't actually accomplished anything yet.
Not yet.
We're starting with the podcast.
This is step one.
We're going to make a hit show right here and go from there. Anything to add to that?
Shame on you, SDSU, for your racist poems.
We're going to get all into the SDSU racist poem, racist gate. We're breaking it here tonight. Anything to add to that?
Theme song.
Welcome back, America. Welcome. Video games are an important topic. We're not going to be covering that topic tonight.
No.
We're going to be talking race relations.
Race relations.
This is, buckle up. It's going to be fun.
Ah, just kidding. We're talking fun stuff.
Oh. Woo!
We're talking Nintendo. What?
I was ready to talk about racism and its effect on society.
Okay.
And
Rocco is... All right, go ahead. You know what? Let's get into it. We're going to piss some people off right now. Rocco is a minority. He is Italian. Not everybody in the world is Italian. Most people in the world are not Italian.
If you think about it,
statistically,
that's true.
There are more non-Italians in the world than Italians.
That's right.
So... I'm sure you've experienced a lot of prejudice and bigotry towards you coming from the land of the boot.
Yep.
So.
You shouldn't say that. I think. I don't know.
File it with the Anti-Defamation League. I don't care.
Okay.
If I offended you, F off. Anyways, Rocco, share some of your experiences. Go ahead.
It's just bullshit that I have to. I can't walk down the street without somebody asking me. What's your favorite scene from Goodfellas?
That does happen.
What's that Tony Soprano quote you like? Which, by the way,
if you have one.
I might as well get it out of here now. It's, I'm Tony Soprano, bitch.
And then he shoots the lens. The lens cracks.
And I have to repeat that scene every day just because I am who I am and I look like what I look like. And I don't think it's really fair. So that's okay. But, you know, we get through it. The crying Indian in the commercial was fake, too.
He was Italian.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and you know, so I'm messing with.
Yeah.
You're messing with me. I'm messing with you. Hear me.
Italian world famous fakers and liars. They are the most deceitful race. When they say something, you often believe it, but can you be sure that it's true?
No.
Well, no. He said it. He said no. Anyways, enough of that crap that nobody cares about. We're here to talk about important stuff.
Important stuff.
Vid games.
That's right. But first, let's thank our sponsors this week. Our sponsors, LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64. Subscribe. Use the keyword.
This month's theme is Italian.
It's going to be the Italian box. You're going to have a box of gabagool, and it's going to have a little bit of my mother's manigault.
Are those words?
What? I knew gabagool.
There's going to be a little.
My
mother's manigault.
Manigault.
Manicotti. Listen to what I say.
What is that?
It's a little rolled. It's pasta. It's got a little cheese inside it.
So it's a ravioli?
Hey, Sean. It's the same as all.
All right. Look, I'm American. It's called ravioli. Thank you.
Thank you, Chef Boyardee.
All right. Well, now that you're done being disrespectful, it's also going to have some leftover pasta and a little bit of pizza.
A little pasta and pits. That's how you say it if you're American. Anyways.
LootCrate.com.
Use the promo code Mega64. Is that still going?
LootCrate.com/Mega64 and subscribe. Also, want to thank our sponsors, Kickapoo Joy Juice. They are breaking through this week because we got some new flavors of the drink.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
They sent them?
Used to have... Well, we don't have them here.
Okay, well,
They're too new.
Oh, shit.
We have the original recipe.
We have Rumor.
You know, there was a sangria version, too.
Which is also good. They're both... I like original.
Original's my
favorite.
That's
my favorite.
Yes.
Rumors of the new poo.
What's the new flavors?
The new flavors are available directly from Kickapoo themselves. are.
Yeah, they're not.
An orangey number called Fuzzy Navel.
Oh.
It's an orange version.
Fuzzy Navel. Sounds good. That sounds like something you want to drink.
Exactly. And a pina colada.
Now that, woo!
It's
my jam.
It's called Malibu.
All right.
Send them all.
Real talk. Kickapoo. Camera on me. Send me the pina colada. I am, you may not know this, I am Puerto Rican.
Oh.
Did you know pina colada, the national drink of Puerto Rico?
I did not know that.
It is. It is. The pina colada was invented in Puerto Rico, me being an authentic Puerto Rican. Who else out there can say they're 100% Puerto Rican? Nobody.
No one. Not anyone.
I'm the only one.
Is that the reason, by chance, you make the best pina colada I've ever had in my life?
That is why. Oh my God. I can make a pina colada better than anybody else in the world because I have pina colada flowing through my veins. So,
there it is.
I'm very excited for Kickapoo to send me some pina coladas. I want to try them. I want to review them. I'm going to give you an official PR review of the pina colada when we get it.
Dude,
so what everyone should do, follow, it's on Twitter, follow at Drink Kickapoo. That's hard to say, actually.
At Drink Kickapoo.
Drink Kickapoo.
Yeah. At Drink. It's
follow
a K
on Twitter at
K.
Drink Kickapoo. Yeah.
Drink
Kickapoo. And you can order a sampler with all the new flavors and stuff. There's a special URL. It'll be on their Twitter, but we'll list it when we put up the recorded version.
Yeah,
it'll be on the screen and in the info. So anyway, drink it. Good stuff.
You know, Luke was over here yesterday helping me with all the merch that we've been shipping. We should talk about that in a second. But Luke is infamous for not liking anything. He hates all new things, and I made him take a Kickapoo. He took a sip, and he's like, all right, this is good. And he left the building with a Kickapoo.
Oh,
that is a true test.
Kickapoo.
It passed Luke Chatfield's test.
Kickapoo has one new fan, at least, thanks to us. Hell
he hates everything.
There you have it.
Hell yeah.
Love from a man who hates everything.
That's right.
anyway, crazy past couple of weeks.
Why?
We haven't really been around to talk about, to tell the tale. Mm. But a lot has happened. Now we can redeem ourselves for the previous podcast where it was like, hey guys, we can't talk about anything.
I didn't show up.
Yeah, you weren't there. And it was great because we hit the 1 hour mark exactly on the dot. Yep. The one show you weren't here.
Cool.
You didn't have to deal with it.
Nice. The one that wasn't going to upload.
Well,
tonight,
I think we realized you stopping us to bring up the time actually extends us by so long.
I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah. If you didn't talk, we'd get through everything we needed
to say. I'm just going
to
stop talking
right
altogether.
At 1 hour.
Okay.
But you're still talking.
No, I have to gab.
I know.
He's got the gift of gab.
I got the gift of it.
One person with the gift of gab that is not here is Garrett, and I just want to say...
Garrett has the curse of gab.
I want to just throw this out there. He did promise. He's getting tattoo work done today.
He is.
And there was a promise made he was going to be on here and show it to you.
Yeah.
And we were all really looking forward to that, and he didn't show up. So everyone out there, I know he doesn't like us to talk about this, but I don't really care at this point. At Garrett Hunter on Twitter.
Let's just tweet at him. Yeah,
if you disappointed us.
If you haven't been following the Garrett Twitter debacle, he doesn't like us to promote it, but he does like for it to be promoted.
Right.
But he thinks it promotes itself.
Right. Also,
which it doesn't. We promote
it. I know right now Garrett is getting the tattoo, and he's probably bored on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
So you can easily talk to Garrett, and he'll see your tweet if you tweet him right now.
Yeah, it'll be like an ancillary podcast edition.
Right.
So, yeah.
I 100% guarantee this is just for me. He'll absolutely reply to you. No doubt in my mind.
So tweet at Garrett Hunter. You disappointed us. Really let down.
Thought
we were going to see some cool art.
Yeah, he was going to show it off. He actually got the Kickapoo Joy Juice logo tattooed onto his back. So he's getting that currently.
Right next to where he makes his, Joy Juice.
Yeah, where he kicks the
special brand.
How come pooping and jizzing and farting and pissing all happen within 3 inches of each other? That's my favorite Sopranos quote.
Yeah.
So
that is a good quote. I just finished my full watch of the whole show again.
Oh, thank God.
It came out
what is this, round six?
No, I want to say three or four, maybe.
I've watched through all of Sopranos four times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my wiener feels bigger with each watching. Mm-hmm. It's probably not, but it feels bigger.
Yeah.
That's over 86 hours every run through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of my life.
That's a show that I was talking to our friend Jason Cryer, who did a ton of our new stuff.
I
want to talk about that in a second, but he does a lot of our merchandise stuff. I was talking with him about that. That's his favorite show of all time. And if not for my affinity for like science fiction, it would be mine. It's probably my number two favorite show ever. But what I could say about that show that I can't say about any other show is the consistency. There just really isn't a bad episode. I can't list, like, Lost is probably my favorite show ever. That's probably my number one. But even that, I could list some fucking episodes garbage. That are just, you know, Kate looking for her boyfriend's toy plane. Fuck that episode.
Yeah.
I can't say that about Sopranos. What?
I think
there isn't one.
We talked about this before. This brings up a good point. Yeah. And we can dive right into this conversation. A lot of people talk about television being better than movies. I'm gonna break the ice. I'm gonna shatter that myth. They're not. Movies are better. People think and like to talk about a quote-unquote golden age of television that we're in. But I feel like you're really just talking about Sopranos and a bunch of shows that are not good as Sopranos. Because like Rocco just said, Sopranos is the only show, and I agree, the only show I can think of that doesn't have a single bad episode. Maybe there are some episodes that are not as exciting as others.
Yeah, you might like some more than others, but none of them are really bad.
But name the one where you're like, dude, that's just, that sticks
Fuck
out.
Fuck that episode.
Yeah, for of all the episodes, that one just sticks out like a sore thumb and it sucks.
Hey, sorry.
Well, I feel like with Sopranos, that doesn't exist. And with every other show out there, yeah, you can find a handful of them that are really bad. And so the story arc and the level of entertainment goes up and it goes down. And even though it hits these peaks, it also disappoints you on a lot of levels. People kind of tend to forget those disappointments and just hold on to the peaks. And I feel like there's a lot of movies that don't have that lull. They don't let you down at all.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the end of my conclusion... Movies are better than TV. Okay. Discuss.
I was going to say real quick, though, in general, I do think the quality of a lot of TV shows has gone up since The Sopranos.
They have.
But in general, HBO's
changing the game. I think HBO, with The Sopranos, changed what a television show could be.
Yeah.
And now you see where it's at, and it's spending, you know, $30 million an episode, which is, like, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now it's on its way up.
I had this conversation with Brian the other day. I'll speak loud. So
yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like Breaking Bad gets a great critical reception, and I think it warrants it for its A story. But its B, C, D stories that are their continuing minor arcs are incredibly weak compared to other shows and film.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Marie was stealing stuff and Hank collected rocks? Because I don't...
Let me talk about
Breaking Bad specifically, because a lot of people point to that as like the beacon of television. Outside of The Sopranos, they always say Breaking Bad, that's a perfect example of everything that can go right on a show. But I've had this conversation with several people, and when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, like, okay, let's compare shows. Let's talk about how good Sopranos was, and let's talk about how good Breaking Bad was. The people who defend Breaking Bad will always... kind of give it a pass by saying, well, it was on AMC. And so they did as well as they could considering their limitations. And they start kind of going in with it, making these excuses beforehand, saying like, well, you know, they're not going to get too crazy because it's on AMC. But considering that, it's really good. And I feel like, well, that's a handicap for your show. You're kind of not facing facts. You're kind of like changing the story and making excuses for it a little bit.
So I don't know if you know this. That show was allowed to say fuck one time a season.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
I think, is automatically, if you're a writer for that show, and I don't want to put words in people's mouths and suppose a lot of things, but I feel like having written, done stuff, whatever, if you have that in the back of your head, you're trying to find the perfect spot for
The whole time.
Instead of letting it happen naturally.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I
might be wrong.
Well, something that I was just going to say real quick, something that really extremely benefited The Sopranos that no other show that I was into, or no other show at the time, I guess, had, is that there's this built-in, again, I love Lost, but there is a built-in format where you are going to commercial four times and you have to have stingers. You know, Lost, and not that that's not exciting, but Lost, okay, let's go over here. Yeah, let's go in here. But I'm here.
Yeah.
You got to go to commercial. Sopranos was able to flow completely like a film. It never had any kind of, it didn't have to follow any kind of formula at all. And that's, I don't know, that's something that I think allowed it to breathe as, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And don't get us wrong. We all love television. We're not saying television sucks by any means. But
I think it is still in a better spot than it was.
Yeah, absolutely. But I see a lot of people making this argument like, oh, movies are done. Television is better. Golden age of television. And I say nay to that. Movies are not done. in my opinion, there's still a better format. That's sure. just me. Who knows?
That's all you're saying.
Yeah, maybe you don't agree. And if you don't, F you. You're wrong.
That's oh. right.
There I got the podcast. You don't. F you.
That's, well, they might have a podcast too,
oh,
though.
Oh, shit.
It's like really one of those.
Oh.
Anyways, moving on.
We did a lot of things lately that weren't about The Sopranos.
Yeah, most of them were, but some that weren't.
Some weren't. So we should probably talk about that.
Yeah, we were. Well, first of all, let me just say, I want to throw this out there to everybody watching. We were at a we attended GDC last week. We went to PAX East last week. Real quick, I just want to say we put out some new merchandise at the show. It sold out immediately, but then we tried to keep some to put online. Which I wanted to promote it, but it was all gone, so it's kind of pointless.
I got pictures ready.
But this Friday, we put these online, our new snapback hat and our public access hoodie. Now, the good news and bad news, well, first of all, they both sold out within hours.
That's great news.
But
oh, bad news.
Let's go to bad news. The snapback hats are completely gone. That was donezo. That's it.
I got one.
He got one. He
no,
was able to.
That's good.
But we're aiming to, hopefully, now that this experiment was a success, hopefully we'll make more. We're going to look into that. But they are actually, we don't have any more here. That's it.
And I do want to say that I am shipping all this stuff out now. But if you ordered a hat and the hoodie, they're coming in two different packages. So one might show up a day or two before the other one. So don't panic. That's just how the postal service works. So,
but on day three, something has gone terribly wrong.
I know I'm going to get a lot of emails about people kind of like concerned that they got the hoodie, not the hat, or vice versa. And let me tell you that that's natural. It's going to be fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But the one good thing I was going to say is we sold our new public access hoodies. I'm wearing one right now. Did sell out, but we did not have full information on our inventory. We went back and looked, and it turns out we do have more. So they're on sale right now. I put them just as we went live. They're back on sale right now. But we don't have a lot left of like every size. So get one now if you weren't able to get one Friday.
Sure.
That's all. Just want to tell everybody that. Cool. Anyway, so starting the whole thing, we went to the Game Developers Conference before we went to PAX. We stopped there for a couple of days. We were all there. We were there filming a video that I'm sure you guys saw. If you're watching this, you've probably seen it at this point, with Mr. Hironobu Sakaguchi, the creator of Final Fantasy. We filmed a video with him. He's not in the U.S. very much. We got to film with him in San Francisco. It was a huge honor. We did a video with him. We were in San Francisco for just a couple days and then went to PAX. Actually, Derek stayed behind in San Francisco. That's why he wasn't at PAX. Because
I did.
Normally at GDC, we have a lot of things to do, meetings, things like that. Derek was holding down the fort while we did the booth. And that's
basically like, we were busy at GDC. I didn't get a chance to go to Alcatraz. I didn't get a chance to go get some clam chowder. So I skipped Boston to take care of all those things.
Sure.
The clam chowder was good. Suck it, Boston.
I had good clam chowder there, too, though. Really good.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Shit.
Just saying.
Bitch! Okay. Well, moving on.
You know, I'm sure you're going to talk about it in a second, but that Sakaguchi video, we had nothing filmed at all before we got up there.
Yeah, it wasn't like Kutaragi's Way last year. Kutaragi's Way... That was a big production. We were kind of filming through the month.
Yeah.
To do that, I mean, everybody out there knows, there's a 22-minute plus behind the scenes on Kutaragi's Way of just doing all the stuff leading up to the moment we had with him. This year, that video we had, it was a 24-hour, we had to do everything in that. Yeah.
Crazy. And there's a behind the scenes in the works, right? Or maybe?
Yes.
There is one.
Was working on it today. There will be a behind the scenes video for this.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I think it's been really good.
Yeah. We had to edit out him saying all the bad words, him saying all like the story of the new Final Fantasy. We had to edit all that out, but we got the behind the scenes coming. So
it's always interesting to work with a developer who speaks very little English. To have a translator there.
He spoke no English.
Yeah, I mean,
except for the word yes, which he nailed.
There's a couple
words
he knew. But, wow. It's always interesting trying to, I feel like the translator is doing a really good job. It's always, you say something and then you wait for them to say something and say something back and they say it to you. It's just it's a weird way to communicate.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
He was very young at heart. I had trouble placing his age and, in fact, was not aware how old he was
until
later on. I'm pretty sure he's like in his 50s.
Is he? He's looking pretty young.
I'm not sure. He's looked the same forever. I mean,
yeah, we saw pictures of him working on Final Fantasy like 4 or something like that. And he looks super
young.
Well,
he's in his 40s or 50s, but he looks and acts like he's in his 20s. So he's very cool, very friendly, down-to-earth guy. Yeah. And you'll see in the behind-the-scenes, but I'm not quite sure. He had a synopsis of what the video was going to be, but I'm not quite sure he fully understood kind of the jokes and the humor we were going for. Yeah. And a lot of the video is narration in his head, so we weren't going over the jokes on the spot. We were just telling him to do these random outlandish things and having no idea what we were going to use for, he just went 100% for it. And it turned out really good.
I mean, the amount of faith he put into people who he just met was pretty high. So, that's so cool that he was, you know. Because we could have done anything with that footage. He doesn't know. Yeah, so that was really cool.
It really was funny when we were in the room. It was, it was maybe a little timid at first. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, okay, you know, he would make a face and then be like, is that okay? Is that, you know, and we were laughing. It was just a goofy arrangement. Which, by the way, we filmed the whole thing in his office was just an empty, unused room in the Moscone Center, which is where the GDC takes place. Just an unused room against a red wall. And the people at GDC, their AV department had a crappy old monitor. And they had a desk. And they had all kinds of stuff. So we just dragged that stuff in there. But anyway, he was kind of timid at first. Just kind of like, I don't know, is this okay? Someone in the room loaded on their phone Kutaragi's Way from last year. Like, this is a video they did last year with Ken Kutaragi. And it was like, he asked in Japanese, like, Ken Kutaragi did all this? Like, he kind of had that kind of reaction to it.
Yeah.
And it was like seeing that a spark went off in Sakaguchi's mind. Yeah. It was just like, I have to top this. I have to top this. And suddenly he was going crazy.
He was eating the paper.
Yeah,
we didn't give him that cue. He did it himself.
Yeah,
so that was awesome.
So, yeah, it was like suddenly he just went, oh, now I know. He saw the bar and he wanted to raise it.
I was going to say, we filmed half of the video there. We had a struggle filming the other half of the video, Sean and Rocco's half. We couldn't use the same room. We were on an adventure all around San Francisco. We were literally checking rooms left and right. We were going to the mall. Can we film a corner at the mall? Can we film here?
Yeah. Look like a good office door.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away what we ultimately ended up doing.
You should, in the video. Yeah.
Yeah, check out our behind-the-scenes video coming out soon. Yeah. But, yeah, we had – once Sakaguchi left, we still had a whole second half of the video to create on our own.
Yeah.
And get some cameos. And we were filming a couple other videos while we were in San Francisco. So it was a super productive week.
It was, yeah.
I'm also going to say that – I'm not going to say who this person is.
Ooh.
I'm not going to.
I know who it is.
Yeah, you do. We almost got another cameo in this video.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would have been so fucking crazy had that would have been pulled off and worked.
But
I'm not going
to
say
who. We'll have more to talk about it after the behind the scenes comes out.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be more informed and you'll be ready to be more informed.
Yeah. But I think – I don't think there's anything about that particularly in the behind the scenes.
Well, then I don't know what you want to say about it. But it was so close, I felt like. We were right there and just didn't work out. So
yeah.
Bummer. Whatever. The video has turned out great, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe there is something in the documentary about it. Maybe not. Check it out. Who knows? Watch the video. You'll see. We'll have more to say next week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to... Oh, I don't want to...
Shit. Somebody said, Will I Am.
How'd they get? Did you say?
They didn't... Sakaguchi didn't want to wear the pulse.
Oh, fuck. Somebody said Mitt Romney.
Ooh.
No, his wife,
ooh.
All right.
Steve Jobs.
You'll never know.
Steve Jobs, get real. It was Tim Cook. He was going to be in it. Steve Jobs passed away.
Yeah.
Asshole.
You dumbass.
Yeah.
Read
two people say Steve Jobs?
Read a fucking newspaper. The guy died.
Pay your fucking respects.
He died before Robin Williams.
They put a new watch out and you think they can resurrect him like Christ. Fuck you.
Steve Jobs had demons. One demon.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, that's a bitch of a demon.
That's what you want, though.
That's not you're exactly.
I wasn't sure if I should say that even when I said it. So maybe you heard it.
You can tell by your hesitance to say it. You can tell.
Did I even say what I said?
Nope.
Who knows?
No one knows.
This definitely wasn't recorded or broadcasted live, so who knows?
Fuck it.
Anyway, thanks to our sponsor, Apple Watch, this week.
Hey, can I just... I've been thinking about Robin Williams has demons.
Yeah.
That was like a headline all over.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. you're telling me? it's just... I don't know. It's just still funny to me. Like, that was the news. Yeah, the guy died. Suicide. No shit. I don't know. It's funny.
Oh, my God.
Try harder.
Yeah.
Anyways, but Steve Jobs had demons. Breaking headline. I just reported it.
Yep.
Apple will never sponsor us. Keep going.
So, I mean, again, this video is going to come out soon.
Yeah, yeah. Behind the scenes for that will come out. I wanted to go back a step.
Okay.
Because the same week, that Monday or Tuesday, one of those, we put out a video for D4.
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We worked on a video. Totally different Japanese developer we worked with. I don't know how this happened 2 in 1 week. But Japan, we love you. You love us. I'm liking this relationship. Shout out, anime.
You would like that.
I like that. Swery, who worked on, who made Deadly Premonition and more recently D4, he contacted us about doing a video. It really wasn't out of any kind of like marketing team or decision. He just wanted his own Mega 64 video. That's what he wanted. And so,
He came up to us at PAX Prime.
Yeah, PAX Prime last year.
He hunted us down at PAX Prime. He hunted us down and threw his card at us and said, "You need to make a video for my company." And so we did it.
Yeah. And he did that. And then a few months later, I got an email from his company, and they were like, "Hey, Swery wanted to do a Skype call with you. Would that be okay?" "Okay, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool." So there was one night, I was here at the office, turned on Skype. It was an intimidating call. It was Swery and a bunch of dudes at his company in Japan. Nobody spoke English, and then it was a split screen, though, with a translator. And he was just, it was really funny because he took it, he knew his stuff. He knew his Mega 64. He really did. It was really funny. But he had very serious things in mind with the video. He goes, it was great, by the way. Working with them was fantastic because it wasn't any kind of vague idea. It was very like, "I know what I want. What do you think?" And I love that. Just directness.
Yeah, I don't know if we said this before. We work better if a company or whoever puts us in a box and say, "We want a video like this," and then we try to work into that. I love when they say "do whatever," it's like
only goes so far.
Yeah,
do whatever.
What do you want? Yeah. So,
but anyways, he knew his stuff, and so he did a Skype call, and it was, "Okay, I really like your Heavy Rain video. I think that's the way to go." It was like, wow, okay, he had a specific, like, influence or idea, whatever. And then, but it was just all these things that were so ridiculous from the game, but said seriously, like, "This could be a good part. This could be a good part." And it was just, I think you should be looking for, he told immediately, like, Sean should play the guy. Rocco could play for it. Like, he already had who should play who.
Yeah.
Which was great. And he was like, "I think it would be good if he was looking for a cat to buy things." Okay. I'm just like jotting these things down like, sure. Okay. I think, go up to someone, act like you're pushing them. You don't have to push them. Just look like that. Okay. Okay. You know, to move, you're going to go like that. Okay. And then he said, I will send you a video that shows what this will all look like. Okay. And so, there is a video. At some point we got to put this out, some kind of behind the scenes thing,
man.
But I have a video of Swery by himself in his office doing all the gestures. All the Kinect gestures to, like, move around, and it was really, really funny. He told us all that stuff, and then it was just like, yeah, these are all really funny ingredients. Let's film something, you know, and so, yeah.
It's fun. A lot of people at PAX East was asking me what kind of gum I had that was so pink and gross.
Uh-huh.
Was not gum. It was pink GAC.
Nickelodeon GAC. In fact, I can see it sitting right over
you
there.
You should absolutely not put it in your mouth.
Hey, it's non-toxic.
It tasted so bad. You say that, Derek. And the packaging says that.
Yeah,
I
don't say it. The package says it.
Was
I just
numb.
Read it.
It was like I couldn't feel. It was like some chemical in there
that
made my mouth numb.
Placebo effect. You are freaking yourself out.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right there on the.
That's
the,
like me the when crate, I have
the book
broccoli.
On the crate, that pelican
right
case.
Left. It's
on
left.
Top of the Shakespeare
thank
book.
Thank you, Rocco.
Okay. He just said thank you, Rocco, but he really said fuck you, Sean.
I know, that's he true. Did, but I said the pelican case. The fuck do you want?
Hey, hear that. You're talking right.
So there it is, the pink yak.
Put it in your mouth.
No.
Try some out.
You should try some. You haven't done it yet.
It's been in your mouth.
This hasn't been in my mouth. Yeah. I always throw it away.
You just said it was.
Yeah. This is fresh.
Nah. I don't believe
I pick
it.
A piece out and put it in my mouth, and then I don't.
Oh, your fingers have been all over it.
Now we know why your kids are all sick. They all share the same yak.
Your dick cheese got on
you
that.
You fucking babies
what?
Won't do it.
Oh.
Let me smell it. I'll smell it.
Smell the gak. Rocco's going to smell the gak. Does the gak smell
dear
good?
God.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, I don't want to lick it.
But smell it.
Lick it.
Yeah, you know, eat it.
Rocco, lick a piece of it.
Rocco, piece in. Put
Rocco smelled the gak and it make him frown.
In your mouth.
When he smelled the gak, he do not like the gak smell.
It's not. It was a problem.
It smells like chemicals.
It does.
He got a little gak on his finger. Oh, he smelled the gak. He said, "Oh shit!" When he smelled the gak.
Yeah, they put it all the way in there. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what I was doing.
Oh, no.
He tastes the gack. With the gack in his mouth, he go, oh, no.
It's like removing my tongue or something.
The first time I did it, I was like, oh, this sucks.
Oh,
this is going to suck.
Fuck. That does suck.
It sucks.
It's like it's erasing my tongue's taste buds or something.
I'm not going to taste
it. It's numb right there.
I'm not going to taste it.
You should.
It's not that bad.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
It's not that bad.
You can't say that until you fall asleep. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Do we have gas.
Hey, right. Anyways. But we had to get something that wasn't going to ruin people's shit, but it looked like gum, and that's what it was. So.
All right, let's try this.
Yes.
Let's try the gas.
Yes.
I'm going to take a piece. You know what? Your fingers and dick cheese, like I said, been all over it.
Definitely my dick cheese.
I'm going to get a piece.
Yeah, get around it.
Get a piece of the bottom of the gack.
Yeah. Dude, my tongue is not. Is
Let
like
me get
that.
The bottom of the gack. You getting the gack attack?
Yeah, we're getting it.
Do it. Oh, no. 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 Why that? Why did he do that?
It's not that bad.
No. Oh, fuck. Oh.
It tastes kind of like vegetables.
Yeah.
And I don't like vegetables,
okay.
So I agree with you.
Well, let me tell you, I love
bad.
Vegetables.
Tastes bad.
I love vegetables.
Don't put it... Oh, ew. Well, that's not weird to play with the gack anyway.
Yeah.
No!
That went right into the light.
That's fuck.
All right. I taste the gack. It tastes like vegetables.
God. Anyway.
Oh, ugh. My tongue is going numb.
Oh, is
that's fucking
really?
Weird.
I told
Did
you.
It really happen?
Yeah.
My tongue went numb.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
I know.
What
I
is
like
that
it.
Sensation?
I don't know,
I don't
but
like
I
it's reminiscent
it.
Of like when you go to a dentist and they put an anesthetic in your
yeah.
mouth.
It, no, it really is.
It feels like anesthetic.
Whoa. Okay, I need to go wash my tongue off. I know.
Yeah, let me
okay,
throw this away. Sean Enter.
Sean, go ahead. Sean Enter.
Yeah, sure. You got it. So got while it. They're doing this, just know that I had hours of that in my mouth. Hours. And they're rinsing their tongues off. They're spitting in the dumpster right now. Come on. Come on. Anyways, that was a fun video to film. When it's just me out in public and you're in a costume, that's fine. I can do that all day. When you're dressed like a normal person, essentially a normal person, I had a wig on, but whatever, and you talk to people, they fucking hate you. If you look somewhat normal and you talk to people, get the fuck out of their way. Yeah. If you're in a costume, they don't give a shit.
I just want to reiterate, didn't taste bad, just made my tongue go numb.
Mm-hmm.
So put that on before you do nasty stuff with your tongue, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. We all have to do those things sometimes.
I'm not going to specify why you would need your tongue to be numb. That's up to you.
Yeah.
All right? You're the one doing weird shit.
Yeah.
Weirdo. Not our problem.
Yeah. Get the gack. I wanted to say about that video about D4, I really have to hand it to Swery because when we edited that video, we kind of set out to capture the editing style of the video game.
Yeah.
Which has a lot of almost like comic book panels, like slices of footage inlaid over different, you know, pieces of footage. And it occurred to me that that's a very cool style and very interesting to look at. And if you're into video editing, you know, different styles of editing can be played with for different effects.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was super cool. And I've never seen a movie except for maybe Hulk. Ong Lee's which was not very good, or the Warriors Special Edition re-release. Those are two movies that tried to go for a comic book panel feel. I feel like they were not very good. I don't think that Swery's direction goes for a comic book panel feel.
No, necessarily. Not quite.
That's an easy way to describe it, but it's not quite going for that. But anyways, I feel like that added a whole extra layer to our video that made it really interesting to look at. And I honestly feel like that is something that is going to stick with me for a while. Like, moving into the future, that idea of editing in that was very cool. So I have to hand it to Swery.
Yeah.
He's a true artist, that man.
Yeah, we all got together and played. I'm the only one with an Xbox One, and we played D4. We played through the first it's episodic, so the first episode that came out at my place. And, yeah, it was just really eccentric. We switched to the controller to control it. Yeah, all the eccentric and bizarre things, it was just like, yeah, this is perfect for a video. Like, the, you know, it it was perfect for, again, you know, it's not like it's the same video as Heavy Rain, but still very much in that style of just kind of just bizarre detective work being done with gestures. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it was a lot of fun filming all that, and, to sell that it was an authentic Boston location, to try to make it look that way, you will notice there is a can of clam chowder somewhere when there's a tracking shot over to the door.
We did dress
somewhere
the set.
On a can. Somewhere on a desk, set. There's a can.
Yeah, we dressed that set. So. That opening shot, I am really proud of.
It's great.
It's color, took a while. It's color corrected to hell. There's a lot of work going on in those shots.
And we did it, you know, it takes me to the trolley. It was going the right way, and the trolley was
there. We wanted to time the trolley outside to make sure we really got a dynamic outside when we were inside. Right. It was cool. I was happy with it. It turned out great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun to film, actually. It's a good time.
I really enjoyed editing it and then showing it to Eric, and he said, "This is like a fever dream I can't get out of." something like that.
That video is weird as hell, and I like it.
We got great feedback on really positive feedback, I should say, on both the videos we put out last week.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because some of the criticism we got for the D4 video was, I really feel like I should have played this before I saw the video. It would maybe make sense. Or,
nah.
And that's absolutely not the case. It would the whole working on that video, our goal was to just completely capture and encapsulate the feeling of what? Wait, what is like that? It was our intention to have it be as weird as possible, and I don't think you're going to play it and have it all
and
be
go,
it's not going to all unlock.
There
for
will
you.
Be elements to go. Oh, okay, I get why there's a girl.
They're referencing that.
Hey, you know what? The game itself is episodic, so I think it leaves you with a lot of questions,
exactly.
And our video also leaves you with a lot of questions. Yeah. What is cool? We were at GDC, and Swery was giving a talk at GDC and opened his talk with our video.
That is
he
true.
Said, you know, my most recent project is D4. If you don't know what D4 is, this is what it is. And then he played our video.
Yeah, so people thought they were getting a new trailer or for the next episode or something, but instead it was our video.
When really he was ripping us off. When we go to a panel, we say, if you don't know what Omega 64 is, check out this video. So, be obvious, you know, it's well known we give the best panels in the
That's
world.
True.
So, yeah, if Swery's going to rip off from anybody, you steal from the best.
That's true.
That's what you want to do.
Gotta respect it. Gotta respect that.
I don't remember who I talked to at PAX East. It was a fan, and they were saying, I've never been to a panel before. Like, your guys's or anyone else's. Like, never been to a panel at any convention.
Yeah.
The first panel I ever went to was your guys's. It was like, it was fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to a panel later that day, and it was just a bunch of people sitting and talking.
Yeah,
that's a panel. Yeah.
If you go to our panel, it's your first panel ever. It'll be your last panel ever because we're going to ruin all other panels for you.
Yeah,
because it's a fucking show. It's the wildest show on earth.
Yeah, you have a captive audience. Let's put a show on.
We're like Circus Vargas. Got a contract. Got a contract with Madonna.
Whoa.
Yeah, in Dubai.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's like our panel.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, yeah. That's crazy. Hey, just you think I'm joking? Think about everything I just described. That's our panel.
So, just to reiterate, our week was Monday, that video went up, we flew to San Francisco, we filmed that video. Tuesday, we edited that video.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we showed that video at the award show.
Yeah.
That literally, the show ends, we pick our bags up and go straight to the airport to take a red eye to Boston.
Yeah, we flew overnight.
It was the craziest fucking week. Boston was so fucking cold, and there's so much goddamn snow everywhere. How do you live over there? What, you guys?
I was saying before, I really am not someone who minds cold. I don't care about the feeling of cold. It doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. The physical, just the cold, it being cold.
Right.
I mean, the wind sucks. When there's wind, that sucks. But generally, the feeling doesn't bother me. But when it's ice and snow up to your waist and you can't drive here because there's ice, there's an accident because ice, and you can't open these doors because they're, it's miserable. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's just awful. It's just a general, everything looks like the moon. It just.
Yeah, it was, I've never been like that.
When you guys were in Boston, I did something really exciting, and I'm super excited to talk about it because I know it's going to piss a lot of people off.
Okay.
I was in San Francisco, SF, Sandy Town for the locals, what they call it. I went to the area of the city known as the Mission, and I got a Mission burrito.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I talked around to a lot of people in the area because I didn't want to fuck around.
Sure.
I didn't want any room for error, no excuses. Give me the best Mission burrito because I'm from San Diego. Best burritos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to argue. They say the Mission burrito is better. I'm here to say once and for all, it is not.
It's not at all. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. No,
you needed to
better. And you know what?
I didn't know it needed to be said.
It didn't need to be said, but I am, I like to, in the interest of fairness, give the other team a fair shot. I got the Mission burrito.
That was nice of you.
You know, and it's not better. It's not better. Here's the thing about the Mission burrito, real quick, because I know people are fuming right now. They're so angry. They want to hear
my
reasoning. It's not a long
they're
reason.
All leaving.
Yeah, that's true. The Mission burrito puts rice and beans in every burrito. That sucks.
I like that.
What if you don't want beans in every burrito?
No, that's true. Every burrito is too much.
Every
like
single burrito?
Occasion.
Like, maybe you could argue, just for the sake of just making this, let's use a metaphor. Maybe you like rice and beans on your hamburger, and you say, hamburger's better with rice and beans. Maybe you can make that argument. Every kind of hamburger from now on is improved by rice and beans?
No.
Fuck that. You're just smothering the tastes of the unique ingredients with this bland, constant, childish blanket, safety blanket.
It's filler.
Ingredient.
It makes
it's
a bigger
so
burrito.
Filler. It's yeah. just.
And it's cheap to make,
it's
so
like,
why not throw it in
like
there?
It's like watering down your alcohol and then saying your alcohol is better because it has water in it.
Yeah.
There I said it. You can get angry or you can agree with me. And here's the thing. There's a lot of articles online that say the Mission burrito is better than the San Diego burrito specifically, and there's not really that many articles that argue with it. Because we have the burritos. We don't need to write the articles. We just eat the burritos, and we're happy.
And we're happy.
That's how I feel. Like, San Diego, we don't need to argue for our burritos. I'm doing it for the sake of hometown pride, but ultimately we have the better burritos.
That's
true. We don't need to brag about it. We just know. So, end of discussion. There you go. There
you don't
have
need – what's his name? Who's the – boxer right now. There's Pacquiao and who's the other guy?
Floyd Mayweather
doesn't talk every day. I'm the best fighter. He doesn't have to.
I think he does.
Somebody in the chat. Somebody in the chat is saying scotch plus water is kind of better though. Okay. Every alcohol is better with water. That's the argument the Mission Burrito makes about burritos. So you missed the point in the first in your first rebuttal. You missed the point.
Oh my god.
The point is we're better.
That's it.
We
America's
win.
Finest city, baby.
And you know what kills me is that people go, you gotta go to the Mission. Get a Mission burrito. Go anywhere in San Diego with a place that ends in Ertos, and you get a better burrito.
Yeah. Oh, and go any Chipotle, and you'll get a Mission burrito.
Yeah.
Oh,
I absolutely
my God.
Agree with you.
That's the same shit.
Whoa. Yikes.
It's the same shit.
All right.
And I read an article that somebody was saying, the Mission burrito is so good, that's why Chipotle modeled their burrito after it. Chipotle is crap.
It's cheap as fuck.
No, wait. You guys have your opinion on that. I like Chipotle, but that's not a true burrito. That's like, I like to taste that, but I'm not going there for Mexican food. I'm going there for just to get something else that's different.
San Diego burrito talk, baby. It doesn't get any better than that.
Woo!
Look, and we got the best pizza in the world, too! Just kidding.
Whoa.
We're not fucking greedy, all right? We're honest.
We're not greedy.
We're honest.
East Coast.
Yeah, we're honest.
East Coast is better, yeah.
Okay, but we got the best burrito. Sorry.
Now, yeah. So back to the East Coast. Now, PAX is going to be later next year, so I don't think it's going to be an issue.
It's going to be late April next year.
It's not going to be an issue next time. And thank God for that, because, again, not able to handle that. But I thought I felt like everyone there was cooped up in their house for the last 2 months, yeah. and they were so fucking happy to, one, get out of the house, yeah. and two, be able to go somewhere that was fun. So
yeah.
We had so many happy people to see us. It was great. Yeah,
this was more than any con I can remember super recently, like, just a great, positive crowd. Like, I mean, the best cons we'll ever go to, there will inevitably be one day, or, like, the last day, it's kind of like, no one's really left, or you get some weirdos on the last day or whatever. Right. No, but this wasn't, like, every single day it was just really happy people all day long.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was really, really great. This is one of the better cons we've ever done.
I agree. I had so much fun. Everyone yeah. was so great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was really fun.
Yeah, I can't thank everybody enough. And for coming to our panel, too. Our panel was completely full. And, yeah,
they
and
capped it like half hour before it even started.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
It was really, really cool. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And thank you, everybody, for all the Tim Tams.
Holy shit.
I will say, if there's anything I could...
Wait, you guys got Tim Tams?
Oh.
I haven't seen any Tim Tams.
Rocco named the panel. Rocco named the panel. What was it? It was...
I put... they asked me for a title, yeah. so I put a Mega64 panel for you to bring us Tim Tams at.
And that... fucking warped like a charm. Next time it's gonna be money, because goddamn, we got so many
Mega64 $50,000 panels
of Tim Tams. Holy shit, crazy.
There was so much. People brought our friend Kelly made homemade
God.
Breakfast bars.
Holy shit, they're so good.
They were
every
so good.
PAX,
they're like Reese's
Kelly
in
makes
them.
Us a new treat.
Yeah,
and that is my food for the entire convention.
Yep.
And it's so funny because I eat nothing but that, and it's so good. And then when she goes to pick up the Tupperware or whatever, it's still like half full because yeah. she made so much for us. It's so nice of her. So nice.
So we had that. People brought us Tim Tams. People brought us, what were those things? OMGs or something.
Oh, wow. I mailed them back to us. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're coming back. There's these like chocolate graham cracker almond clusters. Whoa.
Yeah, those were good. Someone brought us red velvet Oreos.
Yeah.
It was a Turtleverse bad
brought
week
me
for
a December's vinyl. That was so nice of him. So yeah. it was great. It was a ton of fun.
We're gonna die.
Yeah.
Young.
Dude, I gained so much fucking weight.
We're gonna die.
Did you?
Young.
Oh God, yeah. I ate nothing but carbs and sugar.
We're gonna die.
Yeah.
A weekend.
We're gonna die real yeah. young, and it's gonna be your fault. So someday.
My fault or their fault?
Their
they,
fault.
Next
their
year
fault.
They can bring us celery.
Yeah, bring us fucking water.
I like celery. I like water too.
I need to do a juice fast next PAX.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, it was a ton of fun. Thank you to everyone. Again, I really can't thank you enough. And thank you to everyone who bought stuff on our shop.makes54.com.
Where's the shop?
Strudel!
Thank you, everybody. Burster for my stoop.
Really appreciate it. You guys totally, totally helped us out. Sold those hats out in like half an hour. And the hoodies, they're back on sale now.
Yeah, they're back on sale right now.
But again, we're very low in some sizes, so be wary of that.
Yes.
Cool. There you go. Good night.
No.
No. Anyway, I want to say real quick, just to I know we're jumping around a little bit. Again, we had a great time at PAX. But I want to jump around. When we were at GDC, we debuted our Sakaguchi video at their award show and showed it there for the first time in front of a crowd. And they showed that, and Sakaguchi gave his... He won the Lifetime Achievement Award that night at the awards. And he gave a speech, and it was awesome because he went up... First of all, you know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, creator Final Fantasy, cool. But man, before he went up on stage, they detailed his whole credit list, and it's like... Oh my God, it never fully impacted me until that moment, all that he did. Because it's all the Final Fantasy games and Chrono Trigger and Vagrant Story. And
he made Vagrant Story?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know to what level of involvement, but I know he at least produced it.
He was great.
So much stuff. And he gave us his Lifetime Achievement Award speech. And... he put on the sunglasses from our video.
Like,
but man, he ended the speech with "Thank you, Mega 60. Thank you for Mega 64.
He ended his Lifetime Achievement Award-winning speech. He ended it with thanking us.
Yeah, and that was like, I was like almost too much for me. Like, I have footage of that moment.
Yeah, you filmed
I'm
us.
Sure, yeah. You'll see it in the behind the scenes.
Rocco was filming just for the behind the scenes, just like a second of his speech just to have for the behind the scenes video.
Yeah.
Happened to catch that moment of him thanking us, and then like our reaction, which I didn't even know. I look stupid, honestly. But
it was like almost, it was like I almost didn't have a reaction in the moment because I couldn't process that he did that. It was like, what? Like, that was just crazy to me. And it's like, you know, it really, in that, you know, when we work with somebody like that, when we work with someone who is a guest like that or whatever, we're always really, we don't really get starstruck. You know, it's like, they're just another dude, just like we're, you know, whatever, we're all working. And it's, you know, so it never got to me when we were filming with him or anything like that. But when he did that, it was like all the memories kept flooding back to me of like, man, I played all the Final Fantasies with my family. My mom played them and the whole family would watch. We would watch her play through those. And I remember playing Final Fantasy on Super Nintendo. And like, I remember we got, it was like we were getting emotional over a stupid game. You know, it was just like we had only been playing Mario up to that point. We play that and it's like this character just died and like, these two turned into stone to save you. And it was like, oh my God. You know, it was like really heavy for us. That was such an experience throughout. We played that one. We played all the ones up to 7. And 7 is when I started playing them on my own. But that was really heavy. And like all those memories started flooding back to me when he said that. And it was really like, I was like affected.
But you can tell a little kid you.
And so, you know, there's a lot of times we talk and we, you know, we're coming off like we're like Mr. Cool over here and we're, you know, yelling like we're these hard ass guys and, you know, whatever. Yeah. Obviously, everyone out there thinks we're tough.
We're pretty tough.
They fear us.
We're pretty fucking tough. Yeah.
But we have hearts too. No, I just wanted to say, like, even though it may not always seem like we're affected in that way by things, I really was. Like, genuinely, really.
And I think touching on that and on the flip side of the coin, at least I can't speak for you guys, but sometimes I'll just speak personally.
Yeah.
About Mega 64, I feel like, you know, like, maybe we've been left behind. I see all these other groups reaching super heights of success, and we are kind of left in our own corner. And people don't really mess with us. You know, they appreciate us. They know who we are. But, you know, we're kind of just left to play off in our own end of the sandbox. And it can feel sometimes like nothing you do matters. Like, we're just putting out videos, getting a response, and, you know, our fans like it. But it's not really, like... What's it all mean?
Well, we're off in our own little corner.
Yeah, we're like, off in our own little corner. Like, are we making headway? Or like, where are we going in life? Sometimes you get these existential questions. Like, are we doing good with our videos? And it's a moment like that really reminds you what it's all about. Like, people are aware of you, and you know, it's cool. You get to do cool things. Maybe you should just be happy for what you got, because Sakaguchi thanked you in his speech. It really just put perspective on the work you've done, and it was just really cool. It made it was very just awesome.
Yeah.
And just really made us feel like we're really doing really cool, special work.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And
it was really cool.
And it's rare that, like, I mean, I'm talking with my family and stuff. It's not like I don't talk to them or anything like that. I talk to my parents quite a bit, but it's rare that we do something and I call them immediately afterwards. And that was one where I did. And I told them, like, you know, we remember we used to play all those together. That guy just thanked it. Like, that was like, I think that meant a lot to my, I think my parents were kind of like taken aback by that. Like a lot of times I tell them stuff and they're like, yeah, great. You know, we worked with Kojima this week. Oh, yeah, great. Metal Gear. You know, they don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But that was like, they both were like, that meant a lot to them. So I was happy to have that moment as well.
You're proud.
So anyway.
I was on cloud 9. I couldn't stop smiling.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I couldn't stop smiling the whole plane to Boston, and then it was 2 hours of smiling, and I realized this is my only chance to sleep. What the fuck am I doing? It was hard though. Adrenaline was high. I was so happy.
You guys left that night.
Hey,
dude, Sakaguchi hung out with me all night.
It was so weird.
Can I talk about the strip club with Sakaguchi? All right, whatever, Sean. Go ahead.
Oh fuck, sorry.
Strip of Gucci.
No, it's weird that happened. I was telling Rocco. That happened, and I looked at the clock. So I said, "Oh, we gotta go after, like, right after this." And then I looked at my clock. I watched an hour later, and we were just passing airport security. It's like, how did we just?
Yeah.
How did
moments
we just,
later?
We were just. It was so fast.
It felt like it was just a minute, and I'm looking outside, and I'm just seeing a snowfield of death. And I, it was like, what are we doing? Yeah. And as soon as we landed in Boston, we walked into our hotel and they said, oh, your reservations are all deleted.
Yeah, deleted. Sorry.
Okay. I should have stayed. Derek had the right idea.
We walked all of our bags, like the 4 blocks through the snow to the convention center. I'm like, I guess we'll figure out a hotel this week.
It was all messed up. We got it fixed. It's all good.
Yeah. But it was
a funny just transition. So on top of the world, you're in 12 degree weather, you don't have a place to stay, get the fuck out. It was like, yep. All right. But anyway, yep. But that's why I love doing Mega 64, is I never know from one moment to the next what the hell I'm doing or what's going on.
Different
and
every day.
It's good and it's bad, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'm very grateful for...
Hey,
able to do it.
Real quick, I want to get back to the Sakaguchi video. Yes. Last thing I want to say, there was a joke that we had for it, that you had for it, that didn't make it into the video.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sakaguchi is a rapper, and then you wanted to say his name was going to be Sakaguchi Mane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sakaguchi
but
Mane.
But I never said this to anybody, but I thought we could go with that, or we could call him Saka Flocka Flame.
Ooh, oh! That's good. That's really good.
Think about both those together. Hilarious. Damn,
hey,
funny.
Podcast question of the week.
Which is better?
Funnier rap name, Sakaguchi Mane or Saka Flocka Flame?
They're both pretty good.
You vote. We'll reveal the results next week on the Mega 64
Absolutely
podcast.
Will.
So that's that. That's that. I've been playing video games.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys found a lot of cool video game stuff at PAX.
You would think.
I didn't leave the booth.
I heard about a game called Y2K that was supposed to be really good. Did not play it. Yeah. I didn't play anything.
Yeah, and I normally always...
I make a point to.
I always make a point to go
talk about it.
I couldn't.
And we were so busy. But, so what did you play?
That really was consistently busy.
Consistently busy.
Yeah, the most ever, yeah.
I've been playing a couple games since we got back from our trip. I've been playing 3 games. And guess what? I like all of them.
Yeah!
Nice.
Real quick, last time I was on the podcast, I said I was disappointed because I was having trouble finding games that I was into. And hanging out with Frank at GDC, we got to talk. Frank peruses the message boards. He's part of the Mega 64 community.
Yeah.
He informed me that I was getting comments. Derek doesn't like video games because he's a video game hipster.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. There's no such thing as a video game hipster. That is an impossibility. How does that even exist? You're cool and you're into video games? What the fuck is a video game hipster? I was upset that I didn't like any video games. That doesn't make me cool. That makes me sad and upset. So just the idea of a video game hipster is hilarious. I wanted to point that out. Eric, thank you for laughing.
Digital hipster.
You did. Video game hipster. Hey, if that's a thing I can be, yeah, I'm that.
That's you.
Whatever I did to be that, that's me.
Yeah.
So the games I've been playing this week, a couple of games I want to recommend. 2 short games and a really long game.
I thought you said two short games.
Two short games. It's a rap game. I don't know. Fuck it. I started playing Nuclear Throne, which I got on Steam. Check it out if you like roguelike games. It's by the people who made Luftrausers, which is why I was sold on it, because I kind of like Luftrausers. I never beat it because it was very hard. Yeah. And Nuclear Throne is very hard as well. Just to give you guys a quick explanation of the game, it's a top-down game that takes place in a nuclear wasteland, and you just have to move. The point of the game is to reach the Nuclear Throne. So I think there's about 6 levels that you need to get through. It is insanely hard to get through these levels. You'll die on the first level. You got to level up your character. It's one of those games, kind of where it's extremely hard and you're going to die a lot. And that's kind of what's so rewarding about it. It's hard to really sell anybody on it, except to say it's very crazy. And there's a lot of bullets flying and it's pretty fun. When we were at GDC, there was a game nominated for the IGF Awards that I checked out. 80 Days.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I wanted to look at
that. You guys remember 80 Days? Yeah. 80 Days is an iPad game that I've been playing. It's fucking awesome. 80 Days is fucking awesome. But it's not for everybody. It's a literary game. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure book. It's based on the story around the world in 80 Days. So it's almost like a Jules Verne type setting, like the 1800s, alternate science, like steam science and stuff. The game starts in London. You have 80 days in the game time to go all around the world. And many of the world's major cities are put on this world map, like Budapest, Delhi, Tokyo, Hong Kong, San Francisco, whatever. So you need to discover different paths and alternate routes to take you through these cities. And you do that by talking to people and just exploring all the new cities you go to. Sounds kind of boring, but it's actually really awesome. The writing is badass. I probably played the game for like 2.5 hours the first night I get
it. Wow.
Yeah, and it was just like reading a fantastic adventure novel, and it was a choose-your-own-adventure. Like, I was the main character. It's really cool. Check out 80 Days. It's $5. It's in the App Store. It's awesome. And a game that everybody's been recommending to me, I finally checked out Wasteland 2. A lot of you have probably already played it. I'm loving it. I love 2. I would describe it as a mixture between Diablo 3 and Fallout 3, where it's a top-down view, and but it operates like Fallout, or it kind of operates like XCOM: Enemy Unknown, if you're familiar with that, where you have a squad of people and you can explore around, but then when you go into combat, it's turn-based combat, and you kind of like them out and use action points to attack people. It's very cool. I'm really enjoying Wasteland 2. Maybe I'll talk more about it in the weeks to come.
I met that developer I interviewed him forever ago, Brian Fargo. Man, that's a cool ass game. He put like everything he had into that game. So I'm glad that you're really enjoying it.
Cool. Yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really cool.
Made by the guys who made Fallout.
The original Fallout came out a long time ago. It was a PC game, and this is kind of like a spiritual successor to that.
Okay.
So it's not third person. But yeah. Wasteland 2 is badass. Well,
I have been playing a game. I can't talk about it, though, because I'm under embargo, I think, until tomorrow, which is unfortunate. But I have been playing Mario Party 10, which I'm sure
Nintendo sent us a
I'm sure
copy
this,
of it.
People aren't like on the edge of their seat waiting for that game. I guess I can't wait to go into it. But I will tell you that it does use Amiibo. I don't know if it uses all this. If you have, let's say, Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah.
Can you put that into Mario Party?
I actually don't know. I'm not sure.
Because if you can, now I really want all those Amiibos that I did not get before.
Yeah. Because they're doing a whole Mario Party set. So maybe it's got to be those.
But,
I don't know.
But you're right. But I have a Smash Brothers Luigi Amiibo, and that worked for Mario Party.
Well, then there you go. Maybe.
But that they already have... That's a character that's already in Mario Party.
Yeah.
So if there's one that's
It might just be the characters who are in the game.
I wasn't sure. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's hard to say.
But sure. I will... I mean, I can't really go into it much about it. But I will say that me and Jenny and the kids are having a absolute blast playing it. So I'll go more into it next week, I guess.
You violated the embargo.
Oh, sorry. Nintendo, I enjoyed your game.
They didn't
want
to know. They didn't.
Oh,
people,
shit, sorry. No, I'll go into more about the game dynamics. Sorry that, but it was really fun.
I played, we were obviously gone a ton, but along the way on the road, played, more Monster Hunter, and I already said I really like that. But I did get to play a decent chunk of Hotline Miami 2, and I have been enjoying it quite a bit. It's like this one, the sequel starts to, the soundtrack is once again awesome, you don't need me to tell you that, starts to traipse into this almost like, it's starting to go into the 90s a little bit. The last one was very entrenched in the 80s. This one, it starts to like tread into grunge territory almost.
Yeah.
And so the aesthetic of that is really neat. I will say, I play it on, I like it on the Vita, personally. I really like having the touchscreen and stuff like that. But it's cross-compatible. You can continue your game on your PS4 or 3, which is awesome. I want all games to have that. I really like that. That being said, I've liked what I've played so far, but I've been encountering this thing where the levels seem really big. It's not really confined hallways and stuff like it was before. And I'm not that far, but just about everyone I know who personally that I trust with games has really been having a kind of a shitty time with this game because of consistently going into these big areas where you're just shot from stuff off screen. You know what I mean? Like, the first game was very like, wow, there's like 8 hallways coming up with guys, and how am I going to tackle this? And this, it seems like there's a lot of, wow, this area is really big. I can't even see the end of this vast kind of area. Oh, something shot me. I don't know where or what that was. I haven't encountered that much, but my friends I know who are playing it are saying it's a real obstacle with them. So I'm going to keep playing. I'll let you guys know what I think. So far, I'm still really enjoying it.
I think your friends suck at games.
Maybe they do.
But something that they also brought up that I do agree with is like there's certain levels that they make you use a mask, a certain type.
Oh, that sucks.
And this one that I'm using,
a wolf mask.
It gives you a roll. Like you hit X and you do like a tumble. That has fucked me up far more than helped me ever. I am tumbling through doors into enemies' dinners. Just fucking dead. Okay, yeah, I didn't want to hit that. But again, I'm having fun right now, so I'll let you know. I gotta play more.
A bit of a tumbler. Okay, is that good on games? I want to talk about pop culture.
Sure. Music.
I want to talk about.
We are running a little out of time.
All right, all right.
I'll just keep it.
I didn't say that.
That's true.
I'm just throwing it out there.
We're gonna hit an hour even.
Okay. You're right on target.
We are 8 hours. Okay, good.
I want to time this so we hit an hour.
Okay. Let's go back 8 minutes.
Okay, so Pharrell and Robin Thicke got slammed with the lawsuit to pay Marvin Gaye's family. What do you guys think about that?
I feel like all music rips off other music.
I do too.
Yeah.
So. I think it's super whack. Because if you look at it, I was kind of following the case. Apparently, it wasn't even like if you compared the sheet music, note for note, they're not similar. They got busted because they said, yo, we want to make a song like that Marvin Gaye song. You remember how that Marvin Gaye song made you feel? We want to have a song like that feel.
Yeah.
And then they wrote a song. And then somebody's like, well, nah, you ripped off another song.
How funny is it they loved it so much? Like, you know what? I love that song so much, I'm going to make a fucking tribute because I love that song so much.
Yeah.
And then his family sues you for doing
that. Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're not allowed to do that, so you owe them money because you ripped off their song to make profit off of their song.
And, first of all, that song isn't like the biggest song ever. Their Marvin Gaye song, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the kids who love Blurred Lines weren't going to go find that Marvin Gaye song, you know, and that last summer and listen to that nonstop. It was like, get over.
When I heard the verdict, the first thing I thought of was Weird Al. Weird Al does parodies, and he's allowed to do those.
He has permission, though.
Not always.
No, he does.
But he doesn't have to.
But not always. He doesn't have to, and he doesn't always get permission, because there's been instances where he didn't get permission.
That Coolio thing apparently was bullshit.
Yeah.
Apparently that's Coolio.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't need to get permission, because he's protected under parody laws that protect artists. They say that if you change the lyrics, even if it's the same music, the song is different. It's a whole new work of art. And this expands to all different kinds of mediums too. Like, you can use a painting that somebody else made, like the Mona Lisa, and you can change the Mona Lisa and it becomes your own work of art. You don't owe anything to anybody else. Now, here's the thing. Pharrell and Robin Thicke, not only did they change the lyrics, they changed the music. What more could they have changed?
It's not the same song, yeah.
What more could they have changed?
There's some instrumentation that is like, oh, it's kind of like that one, but it's not that one.
And I think it becomes very scary, because even if you don't like Robin Thicke, and even if Pharrell, this sets a precedent.
Yeah.
Because from now on, every artist who wrote a song, who thinks that it's their song, is going to have to check or be weary. Like, hey, is there another song out there that sounds like this? Even if I've never heard that song, even if I created this from nothing, maybe it belongs to somebody else. Maybe I shouldn't release this. Maybe if it becomes a hit, I'll have to pay all my money to somebody else.
Do you hear that Marvin Gaye? I think it's Marvin Gaye's estate is suing Pharrell again.
Yes.
For Happy.
For Happy.
Yeah.
That's the new development. Now that they've made their $7 million, they're saying, hold on a second. This other Pharrell song, hold on a second. This sounds like another. God damn this Pharrell.
He probably made more money this song.
He's fucking done it again. And there you go. You see how the slippery slope becomes very slippery. That's all. I think it's really interesting. I'm amazed that actually went through. A jury of non-musicians were able to make that decision about creativity and art. And it kind of extends into First Amendment kind of stuff. Crazy. Very interesting.
Crazy.
Marvin Gaye's family is fucking lucky. I wish I was related to somebody talented, but I'm not, so I'm broke.
Thanks, Dad.
I have to be talented all on my own. Shit. Anyways.
Yeah, well.
Crazy.
Food for thought. We'll keep you posted on Marvin Gaye news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Enola Gay news.
Yeah.
If any more bombs get dropped, we will be the first to tell you.
I want to say real quick, while we're on the subject of pop culture.
Yeah.
The movie that I saw right before we went on all these trips, or no, when we got back. I don't know why I said before.
I don't know why I said that.
Was the movie Chappie.
Did you like it?
I was almost kind of talked out of seeing it because the reviews were so bad. I'm glad I ignored them. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. I had a really, really good time. I actually left it kind of thinking, like, what was so under people's skin about this. And then I realized if you are really put off by D Antwood,
which I say am. It,
if they really bother you, maybe that movie would annoy you. I don't even have an affinity for them or anything. I'm not like a fan of them. I thought they were a great aesthetic to that movie. That movie was better having really bizarre, gross people in it than just regular guys. You know what I mean? I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought, but they dominated that movie. They were all. It was not just like a cameo. That was their movie. So if that bothers you, I guess that's one thing. But it didn't for me. I had a really good time. It was their movie with a robot in it, and it wasn't. The trailer made it look like it was just going to be you crying over
that's
a robot
why I don't wanna
being
see
hurt.
It.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not. That's about a minute out of the movie. It was a lot of fun. It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Kevin went too. Didn't you? Yeah. You said you enjoy it.
I love robot movies, and that just struck a chord.
It's like a new Short Circuit for you.
It was
Short Circuit, outside of Chappie, what's the best robot movie?
Terminator 2.
That's a good one.
God damn it.
That's probably the best one, honestly. But
you like that less than Short Circuit? What an asshole.
but it was great. It was really off center and bizarre, and that's what made it fun. It wasn't aspiring to be some big inspirational fuck all like Elysium was. Elysium was awful, and this was just lower budget, off the beaten path kind of movie. And I don't know.
That's cool.
I really enjoyed it. So that's that. Anyway, yeah.
I recently saw The Devil Wears Prada. It was wonderful. Oh my God. Meryl Streep.
Sean's
name. Okay. I will withhold my Meryl Streep review. Good night.
Thought he wasn't going to do that.
Good night.
Fucking Devil Wears Prada.
Cut it off.
Jesus Christ.
I had hilarious shit to say.
I'm sure.
Cut it off.
Fuck.
You're going to laugh until you pissed your panties.
Devil Wears
Prada. Cut it off.
Prada.
Anne Hathaway is inspiring. Cut this bitch off.
Who fucking cares?